Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 19th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting. In coordination with AFA, the Communication Workers of America, the CWA, launched a campaign on Tuesday to pressure lawmakers to take action on the Federal Aviation Administration funding when Congress returns to session from recess. During this month-long campaign, AFA and CWA are handing out leaflets in some of our busiest airports, urging passengers to tell members of Congress that passing a long-term FAA funding bill is critical. The current short-term fix that ended the FAA partial shutdown at the beginning of this month, which put hundreds of airport projects on hold and more than 140,000 people on furlough, is due to expire on September 16th this year. Although flight attendants were not directly affected by last month's partial shutdown, we rely and depend on these airports in order to continue our day-to-day jobs, and we have an important stake in the passage of a bill that does not include the stripping away of union rights. The war on collective bargaining goes on, this time at Verizon. More than 45,000 Verizon workers represented by the CWA and IBEW on the East Coast have gone on strike over the company's refusal to move from a long list of nearly 100 concessionary demands. Council 8 in Chicago is standing in solidarity by demonstrating our support for Verizon workers in front of the Verizon store at 500 North Michigan Avenue at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, August 23rd. We will be wearing red shirts. Spread the word about this important issue, and for more information on how you can help, please see our website. Paint. By its nature, it's pretty thin stuff. You can only paint over so much. Our new United even has a video of an airplane being repainted. The customers watching that video might be sitting on that exact plane, watching as it was being repainted, and wouldn't even know. And really, why should they care? It's paint. And painting over challenges that don't get met does not meet challenges. As CEO and President of United, Jeff Smyzik, emphasizes all these airplane paint jobs, it makes you wonder, was the purpose of this so-called merger merely to paint aircraft? In all things, it's what's on the inside that counts, and we are the inside. We are the inside of a company that has only a fraction of union contracts settled, the contracts that are the real go or no-go items in this merger. Very little of the interior work of this well-painted merger has been touched or even acknowledged. Jeff Smyzik's obvious problem is this. He wants a world-class, high-quality, globe-girdling airline behemoth, and he wants it on the cheap. And in hell, they want ice water. Painting planes and check-in signs while simultaneously arm-twisting cuts in wage and working conditions out of employees simply will not work. So many employees of United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia have been down this cost-cutting path so many times that we have lost count. And since these cost-cutting drives are conducted by the very people who are the cost problem, the results are rarely beneficial. And because they do not understand value, they end up stepping over $20 bills to look for nickels. Therein lies the true challenge of the merger. This merger is being orchestrated by those who know the cost of everything and the value of nothing. It is long past time for Jeff Smyzik to change up his thinking and get to the bargaining tables in good faith. Real mergers happen from the inside out and affect the people who are the real face of the airline, the part of the airline the people who pay our salaries really see. These are the same people who directly impact the passenger's decision to buy again. Paint, Jeff. Is secondary. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.